From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State points to a militant commander as a possible way to peace in Afghanistan. The Taliban should look at the example of a deal between the Afghan government and a militant commander as a path to an honorable peace in Afghanistan. That according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who told an international conference in Brussels that the Taliban could not win on the battlefield. He pointed to a peace agreement announced last week with the Hezbi Islami militant group headed by Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, one of the country's most notorious figures.
This is a model for what might be possible. We don't know yet, has to be delivered, but it is a very important beginning. The President Ghani, Chief Executive Abdullah, need to be congratulated together with all of their government for being willing to make this move, for being willing to take this risk.
Kerry said there is a path forward toward an honorable end to the conflict that the Taliban have waged. It is a conflict, he said, that cannot and will not be won on the battlefield. Last week's agreement requires Hekmatyar to cease violence, cut all ties with international militant groups, and accept the Afghan constitution, including its guarantee of rights for women and minorities. The Brussels conference, where Kerry made his comments, is aimed at raising money for the Afghanistan government and is expected to pledge more than $3 billion a year of development assistance. Now, all this happened on the day that American helicopters providing air support and Afghan forces battled the Taliban in the northern city of Kunduz for the third straight day following the multi-pronged attack launched by the insurgents earlier this week. This is VOA. An explosion struck a busy road during a rush hour traffic jam in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The Nobel jury has awarded three scientists, Jean-Pierre Sauvage, James Frazier Stoddard, and Bernard Feringa, with its Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the trio's work developing molecular machines. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The laureates designed and produced molecular machines that are 1,000 times thinner than a strand of hair and have parts that move when energy is added. Speaking in Stockholm, Nobel Chemistry Committee Chair Sarah Snugrup Lindsey explained the significance of the work.
It's been the dream of scientists for over half a century to take this development all the way down to the molecular scale. That's nanometers. A nanometer is 1 million times smaller than a millimeter.
The Academy says the molecular motor is at the same stage as the electric motor was more than 180 years ago, and its potential and possibilities are unimaginable. The three men will split a $931,000 prize for their work. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Hurricane Matthew left a trail of death and destruction as it crossed over Haiti and Cuba and made its way toward the Bahamas Wednesday morning. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calls Matthew extremely dangerous and predicts it will remain a powerful storm at least through Thursday. The storm weakened slightly after making landfall in Haiti, downgraded to a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 125 miles per hour, but is expected to regain momentum as it barrels toward Florida's southeastern coast. At least nine people have been killed in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The worst storm the Caribbean has seen in nearly a decade is expected to make landfall along the U.S. East Coast later this week. Matthew, by the way, is the strongest hurricane to tear through the Atlantic and Caribbean Sea since Hurricane Felix in 2007. Yahoo secretly scanned hundreds of millions of incoming emails at the direction of the U.S. intelligence community. That according to the Reuters news service. This report said the internet company conducted the surveillance last year after receiving a classified demand from the National Security Agency or the FBI. Three former Yahoo employees told Reuters that the government pushed Yahoo to search for a string of letters, numbers, or other characters, indicating the government was trying to find a specific phrase or code. Reuters said Yahoo Security built a custom software program to search all of its customers' incoming email using keywords and phrases provided by U.S. intelligence. The company issued a brief statement saying it is a law-abiding company and complies with the laws of the United States. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.